just a minute, like I just saying, I turned it on and then turned it off. Second mistake I've made today, first is getting out of bed this morning. Are we in business now? Yeah, we're ready to go. Well, thank you. Well, I'm all hooked up now. There we go. Thank you, Quartet, for singing that song. A few years ago, I had cancer. As I went in to cross the main street there, 36, Highway 36 in Kingsport, headed toward Olsen Valley Cancer Center to do radiation, I turned that on every day, that song right there, for 25 days a week for five, 25. And I have a precious friend, Jesus Christ. I can e'er depend on his precious word. When the clouds hang low or the skies are fair, I'm safe, I know, for the Lord is there. Amen. And for 25 days, five long weeks, I had a perennial revival. The Lord met me every day, every day, every day. And I didn't pray, Lord, heal me. I just said, Lord, be with me. And he was with me, and healed me both. Amen. Amen. Well, it's good to be back and here at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church today. People ask me about preaching other churches. I've been preaching about at least half the time around when I'm on Sundays. And whenever the Lord opens the door, I go in and with my old King James Version and preach. And I do appreciate the church financing the book that Brother Charlie and his folks up there printed. Jesus led me all the way, and many letters, and I've gotten phone calls from people from out of state telling me it's a blessing, and people ask me about writing another book. No, the Lord gave me one book. I'm a one-shot author, don't you know? And then people ask me about my relationship to Brother Jody, me here as ex-pastor. Well, first of all, now he is my pastor. He's my pastor. And the Bible teaches to obey them that have the rule over you. And so I will follow his leadership. I'll back him when I agree with him. And I'm going to back him when I don't agree with him. And like you ought to do. And I ask you to do that when I was here. And God will bless you for it. This morning, Brother Jody, down to the house getting ready, he called, and Brother Hayes and some of them were talking, and He said to Brother Hayes, I believe it was, that he said, the preacher's preaching today, and I'm taking a big chance on him. He is laughing and joking. And I said, one time, Dr. B.R. Lakin, evangelist, been here 15 or 16 revivals, and he said, a preacher one time said, Dr. Lakin, I'd come to your church and preach, but I'm afraid you'd split my church. Dr. Lakin said, we'll find out what's in her then. And I said, Brother Jody, if I split your church today, we'll find out what's in her. Well, with all that aside, let's turn in our Bibles, please, to John, the third chapter. John 3, verse 1 through verse 8. John 3, verse 1, page 1117 in your old Schofield reference Bible. Not NIV, but KJV. Say amen right there, somebody. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, and that's the word of God in case you're wondering. Washing of water by the word, the Bible says, and born of water, not H2O, and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must, Jesus said this now, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Let's pray, and I'll try to preach this on the new birth. This morning, as soon as Brother Jody asked me to preach, the Lord laid that message on my heart to preach on the new birth, and that's what I'll try with the Lord's help this morning. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for this privilege one more time, Lord, of standing in this pulpit here at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. Lord, I confess before God and man that, Lord, I can't do it unless you help me. And so, Lord, you get glory out of this service. Anoint this preacher, anoint the people, and Lord, draw us closer to thee. Help us to rejoice, we who have been born again, in the great experience of trusting Christ and getting born of the Spirit of God. Lord, help us to rejoice in that fact today, we were saved. And if somebody here, Lord, you've brought them here, they don't know they've been born again, or they know they've never been born again, I pray you'll do a work by your Spirit in their hearts before they leave here. May they walk out these doors a child of God on their way to heaven and born of the Spirit of God. Now help me, Lord. This is a tremendous truth. I need your help. I need the Holy Spirit to help me get it over. Get glory to yourself, we pray, in this service. Bless Brother Jody and all the young people and the adult that are up there in Indiana. Give them a great week. Anoint them and use them for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, there are many important doctrines in the Bible, such as heaven and hell. I believe in literal heaven, literal hell, and a literal second coming of Christ. And there's the great important doctrine of the virgin birth, the inspiration of Scripture, and many other great doctrines that we hold dear. And but the most important doctrine in the Bible is the new birth. Now, you may be a little off, and God's people sometimes disagree on, you know, some of these great truths. But if you're off on the new birth, you will die in your sins, and you'll be lost for all eternity. And that's why it's so important. Did you know that in the book, I think I mentioned this some in the book, that put that down in my pocket here. You just wait just a minute. I'll be right back with you. But the first 150 years of Buffalo Ridge Baptist, or maybe a little longer, every time somebody comes into our church, you know how they came? Not we today. You can come on baptism and a change of letter or statement. And we've even taken them in on suspicion around here a lot of times. But they would take them in on experience. People had gotten saved. Before they voted them in, they'd have to stand up and tell that they were saved and born again and give a testimony to that fact. And an English preacher preached 307 times on the new birth. And someone asked him, why he preached so much on the new birth? And he just said, because you must be born again. And so I want us to look at the new birth today. I have numbers of messages that I've preached in the past on the new birth. And I want to believe this is what the Lord wants me to preach today. And first of all, I want us to look at some negative and then some positive aspects of what the new birth is. First of all, what the new birth is not. Sometimes we can understand something better by seeing what it is not. A doctor will put his patient in the hospital and run through a series of all kind of tests, and they'll eliminate this and eliminate that and eliminate that. Then they'll finally decide, this is what it is, by eliminating, by the negative approach to it. And after they eliminate all the possibilities, it helps them to arrive at the proper diagnosis. And so let's look first of all at what the new birth is not. And then I think we'll be able to see better what the new birth really is. First of all, it's not an evolutionary process. You don't keep getting better and better and gooder and gooder and finally get so good and give up this and give up that and finally you are born again. No, the new birth is an instantaneous event that takes place when the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart and you open your heart and receive Jesus. That moment, you're born again. Now, I was playing football down in southern Mississippi when I surrendered a call to preach, and And I know you can put the football under your arm and you can go up and down the field all the whole game and gain 400, 500, or 600 yards in a football game. But you have to get the football under your arm and have a sustained drive and cross the goal line to get 6 points. And you can get better and better and give up this and give up that. And I am for all of that. And you can turn over new leaves and still not be born again. There must come a time when you know that you're lost and in need of a Savior and step across the line and take Jesus Christ as your personal Savior into your heart and life, not just a mental asset to what the Bible says. And the moment from your heart you do that, then you're born again. Now, keep opening your Bible, if you will, today out of John 3 here. I'm going to refer it to it a number of times. But in verse 36, the Word of God says, "He that believeth on the Son hath." He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Now notice, "And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth in him." Doesn't say anything about good works or joining church. Does it? If you have the Son, you receive him. And Romans 10:9-10 says, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and in thine heart, you'll be saved." You got to believe and confess him with your mouth from your heart and believe in your heart that you're in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's not a process. It's an instantaneous event when you trust Jesus as you save. Then it's not hereditary. The new birth is not hereditary. Salvation doesn't flow in the family tree like sap in a tree. Now, it's a wonderful thing to have a good mother, father, or husband, wife, grandpa, or ma. And I thank God for the good Christian parents he gave me. My mom and dad are over in glory this morning. My dad only heard me preach one time. And I got to think maybe the Lord will say, "Mark, you only heard Gene preach one time that he, while I was in Alaska, he was killed in a car accident. He said, 'Come over. He's fixing to tell the people how to get born again this morning. Come over and listen to me.'" Hallelujah. And I thank God for godly parents, but their salvation did not get me to heaven. And you yourself must personally become acquainted, personally, it's a personal acquaintance with the Lord Jesus Christ, and get born again yourself. I'll never forget, I've told you about this before, that everything I'm telling you this morning, I've told you before. I can't help. After 46 years, I've told you everything I know and a lot of things I don't know. But anyway, I'll never forget the great Scottish preacher, Dr. James McGinley, said at a Bible conference down at Bob Jones University many years ago. He was preaching up in a historic church up in the Northeast. And he said, one dear lady came to him and said, "Dr. McGinley, my mother and my father sat in this pew." Then she said, "Dr. McGinley, my grandmother and my grandfather sat in this pew. And then my auntie and my uncle sat in this pew." And Dr. McGinley finally said, "Well, pew then." So it's not an hereditary thing, so I thank God for my godly parents. But it doesn't run in the family line. Then also it's not morality. The new birth is not morality. Good works will not get you to heaven. Good works won't keep you out of hell. I believe a Christian ought to live a good life. I think y'all, as I've said many times, I believe you ought to smell right. I believe that you ought to look right. I believe you ought to dress right and act right. And for heaven's sake, the shedding season's on now. Ladies, put some clothes on this summer too. Somebody say amen right there. But listen, the new birth is not in clean living. For by grace are you saved through what? Faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is the only thing that'll get you born again and get you to heaven. Then also, the new birth is not a knowledge of the Bible. Now, you know, for the 46 years, many of you have told me you started reading the Bible through when I said it'd be a good practice. And we had over 100 people at the time would make a commitment to read. How many of you are reading the Bible, still reading the Bible through every year? Look at there. That's the greatest thing you ever did spiritually, next to getting saved. But I believe this old book, as you know, from cover to cover. On the front, it says Holy Bible. I believe that. I believe this is God's book. And I believe everything in this book. I don't understand it all, but I believe it all. And I believe it's inspired. I believe it. The King James Version, as you know, is a preserved version. And we ought to read it. We ought to heed it. We ought to love it. But the new birth is not a head knowledge of the Word of God, or believing the Word of God. The Bible says, for the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Just giving mental assent to the book is not the new birth. It's not the new birth. Just saying, I believe in Jesus is not the new birth. The devils believe, but they tremble. And then also, for some of you water ducks may be here today, I shouldn't say that, I don't guess, but it's not baptism either. Some people, some people have been saved. They say, yes, sir, I've been baptized. Well, my friend, listen. There's baptism in water never saved one soul. Never do it. It's just an outward sign when we get baptized of what was supposed to have taken place inwardly. I've told you about the old preacher led a lady out in the creek one time to baptize her. As he started to put her down in the water, he said, Lizzie, when you goes down into these baptismal waters, that black heart of yours will be as white as snow. And she looked up in his face and said, Preacher, I'd be happy if it's just cream colored. But I'm telling you this, if you don't get born again, baptism won't even make that black heart of yours cream colored. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Only the blood of Jesus will make you whole. Praise the Lord. I feel like stopping and shouting every now and then. Forgive me if I do. But also, one other thing, and then we'll go to what the new birth is. What I've still got. Oh, you don't have to be home. The longer I preach, the more you'll eat, so don't worry about the clock. But you know, I'm not a long-winded preacher. I'm going to get you out here sometime for supper tonight. But the new birth is also, and we need to preach this in every church in America, the new birth is not church membership. It's not joining a church. You know, there's probably more Baptists in prisons across Tennessee than any other denomination. Do you know that? And you can join the Methodist Church or the Presbyterian Church, the Baptist or the Nazarene or Roman Catholic and still die and be lost forever. Just joining a church won't do it. As the old timers used to say, it won't tree the possum. Church membership is not the new birth. And I'm afraid there's thousands on our church rolls across this land who will die and miss heaven because they've never been born again. Isn't that sad? Willard Tallman, some of you older folks know and remember him. He had a great ministry at the Tennessee Avenue Baptist Church. He couldn't even read and write, and the Lord saved him, called him to preach. And I guess he won more people to the Lord about probably anybody that's been ever pastor's been in this, any pastor's been in this country. And right before he died, he'd almost call me up and say, Hello, bud, how you doing, you hound dog, you? That's right. Every time he called me, that's what he said. One day he said, Bud, he said, most of our church members are going to hell. That's his opinion. I don't know that. That's opinion. Dr. Hyman Alpham, one of the greatest, said that he had won more people to Christ than any Jewish preacher since the Apostle Paul. And he said 75% of the Southern Baptists are lost. Now, that's opinion. What do you think, Preacher Lashley? Every born-again church member is going to heaven. Every church member who's not been born again is not going to make it to heaven. That's what the Bible said. Now, is your name written there? It's good. I believe in the local church. I'm a local church man, a Bible-believing, fundamental Baptist church. I'm a local church man. But the main thing is your name written there in the page wide and fair, in the book of thy kingdom. Your name has got to be written down in heaven if you're going to make it to heaven now. Now, what the new birth is. I'm about to hurry on this. But what the new birth is. We've looked at the negatives, we'll look at the positives, see just what it is. First of all, the new birth is repentance. And repentance is a missing doctrine in our churches today. The unsaved must repent to get saved. And did you know saved people need to repent to stay right with God? Now, when the people sometimes will hear preachers say that you got to repent, and they said, I didn't repent when I say I repent and I got saved, and I'm maybe not saved. Well, when I got saved, I didn't say I repent. But the repentance is a godly sorrow for your sin and turning from your sin and a change of mind about sin. And we have to do that. We have to realize we're sinners and willing to turn from our sin before we can ever get born again. You can't hold on to the world, the flesh, and the devil and get born again. Now, you're not perfect after you get saved, but you have to be willing to turn your back on sin. Isaiah 53:6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. And Luke 19:10, Jesus said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. So you have to realize you're lost. No good person will go to heaven. Only sinners who realize their lost condition will get to heaven. And so he came to save sinners who repent and turn from their sin. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Now, I don't have time to go any farther on that. But let me illustrate what it is. Repentance is I realize I'm going this way, and I realize I'm lost. And I turn from my sins, start going another way. Now that's what real repentance is. You've changed your mind about sin. You realize you're a sinner. So the new birth is first of all repenting. The second step in the new birth is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. And folks, now, one of the reasons I think we're losing so many of our young people, they're leaving our churches, even Bible-believing churches, going out in the world, they've missed the new birth. I believe you get somebody saved and born again, they might wander a little bit, but if they're saved, the Holy Spirit will chastise them and get them back in line. That's why we need to try to get our young people born again. A little profession won't do the job. So the first of all, there's repentance, the forsaking of sin. Then the second step is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Philippian jailer in Acts 16:30-31 said, what must I do to be saved? And what did they say? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and what will happen? Thou shalt be saved. You say, preacher, I don't understand how a person can get born again by just believing, putting their faith in Christ. Surely there's more. Hey, the flesh wants to do something to get saved. The Word of God teaches it's by faith and by believing. You say, well, preacher, I just can't understand that. Well, I don't understand about electricity. When I came up here this morning sometime around 4:30, I turned the lights on so I could see how to get back into this room over here and not trip on that piano bench there. And I turned the light on. I flipped the switch. I don't understand. I'm not an electrical engineer. I know very little about electricity, but when I had enough sense to turn the light on, the lights came on. And I don't understand how a brown cow can eat green grass and give white milk. And when I drink the white milk, it'll turn into red corpuscles and white corpuscles and red hair and white hair, black hair, brown. And by the way, it used to turn into red hair. Now it turns into white hair for me. Or it's turning my hair, causing my hair to turn loose now. But what I'm saying is you don't understand the digestive processes when you eat or drink milk, but you don't have to. And you don't and can't understand all about, folks, the new birth. But it's simply, I want to make it plain. If this is the last sermon I ever preach, I want to make it plain and simple. It's by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ you can get born again from your heart. God has promised in His word, if you will believe with your heart that Christ died for your sins and God raised him, you'll be saved. If you believe that from your heart. John 3:16, I said keep your Bibles open and I've closed mine. But John 3:16, right bottom of the page, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have what? Everlasting life. Life is by believing. Now, let me give you a third thing. First of all, new birth is not repenting, or is repenting and forsaking of sin. And then the new birth is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the first two steps. Then the third step is the essential in the new birth. And the new birth is a spirit birth, or a spiritual birth, or being born of the Spirit. Now look at verse 8. Look at John 3:8 there. The wind, Jesus said, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. George Whitefield is considered by many to be the greatest preacher of the church age, and I believe he probably was. He won countless thousands to Christ all over Britain, Great Britain. He came over here and made 7 or 8 trips to America, and we had the great awakening under his preaching from South Carolina up the coast all the way up to New England. Thousands were saved. Great man of God. In one of his last sermons, he died when he was 55 years old, I believe it was. He said, so this must have been made right before he died. I am 55 years of age. And I tell you, I am more convinced than ever that the truth, listen to me, the truth of the new birth is a revelation from God himself. In other words, the new birth is not a work of man. It's a work of God in the heart and life of the believer. And so I'm convinced more than ever that the truth of the new birth is a revelation from God himself, and without it, you can never be saved. So if you are saved this morning, you've been born again. Born again. So the new birth is a supernatural work of the Spirit of God in the heart of a lost person who just simply believes on the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's just like the wind, Jesus said here in John 8, the 3:8 there. So you can see like the wind. Here the other night, we had that 60-mile-an-hour wind. I could look out my window. I saw the effect of the blowing the rain, blowing the leaves, and blowing things down. And you can see the effect of it, but you don't know where it came from and where it went. And Jesus said in verse 8 here, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. We don't understand it. It's a miraculous, it's a spiritual birth. We sing all the time in blessed assurance, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the little. You know what I feel like doing? Calling the time out right now and just taking about 5 minutes, and everybody that's born again in here this morning, just stand up and praise God for the new birth. Because if you're born again, the Lord, your Lord indwells you by his Spirit, and you're on your way to heaven. And we ought to just stand up right now and praise God for that. The greatest thing in the world. You say, preacher, how does the new birth take place? Well, as I said, it's a miraculous thing, but 1 John is spiritual, it's supernatural, and a miracle. Everybody's been born again. A miracle has happened in your life. A supernatural miracle has happened in your life. 1 John 5:1 says, now listen to this. Here's how a person gets born again. Whosoever believeth, John 5:1 says, whosoever that believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Now, then turn back in your Bible here to John, the first chapter. John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power. Now that word power means authority or the right. As many as received Christ, to them gave he the authority or the power or the right to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Notice this now. Which were born. There's a birth takes place when a person believes and receives the Lord Jesus Christ. Which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of what? Of God. So you're born again this morning. God's done a work in your heart because you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. So regeneration, the new birth, conversion, whatever you want to call it, takes place when you receive Christ and believe on him. Aren't you glad for God's great plan of salvation? Now folks, it takes, Jesus said you must be born again, so it takes two births to get to heaven. And most of you look like you're had a birth. Some of you, I'm about half asleep, and I sort of doubt whether you have life or not. But I won't be here preaching much longer. But you most of you look like you've had the physical birth. But let me ask you this: have you had the second birth? Have you been born of God? Have you, from your heart, best you know how, have repented of your sins and said, "Lord, I realize I'm lost, and I want you to save me," and put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? And look at John 3 again. Look at verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee," notice now, "except a man be born again, he cannot even see." You'll never get to see the heaven, the kingdom of God, unless you get born again. So it's absolutely essential that you get born again. So the first step in the new birth is turning from sin. Change your attitude towards sin, repentance. The second step is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. And third step, I've just given you, is being born of the Spirit. That takes place. God does that when you believe on Jesus. And then what happens after you get born again? 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, any man be in Christ," he's what? New creature. Preacher Lashley didn't say that. The Word of God says it. "Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Now you can take a hog out of the hog pen, bring him in, put him on a fine carpeted rug like this up here. You can give him a bubble bath and tie a ribbon around that boy's neck and spray some deodorant on him, all over him, and turn that hog loose. And what's the first thing he'll do? He'll go right back to the hog pen, wallowing around that hog in the mess there, running that mire and filth. Why? It's the natural thing for him to do. Isn't that correct? It's doing the natural thing. Now let's take it as far as the new birth. You take a poor, lost, hell-bound sinner and let him realize he's lost and sincerely from his heart accept the Lord Jesus Christ and get a good case of the old-time religion and new birth, let him get born again. You know what it'll do? He won't look like the world. He won't act like the world. He won't run around to the hell holes of the world. You know why? It's not the natural thing for him to do it. You say, "Preacher Lashley, do you live perfect after you got saved, born again?" No. But every time I do wrong, the Holy Spirit convicts me. I'm glad of that, aren't you? If you be without chastisement, you're bastards and none of his, the Bible says. So, when a person gets born again, now, by the way, you know, if you get born again, Christian, you might as well forget the world. If you're genuinely born again, you'll never be happy in the world, because the Holy Spirit will chasten you, and you're bastards. And if you can get by with no chastening, you've never been born again. And when you get a case of old time religion, you're ruined for the world. So you might as well just say goodbye to the world, bye bye, and go ahead and live for Jesus Christ. And when a person, I'm trying to wind this thing up, you'll help me on it now. When a person gets born again, he's a new creature in Christ. And by the way, when he gets born again, he'll love the book. And he'll love the place of prayer. He'll love to brag on Jesus when he gets born again. And he loves to come to God's house and hear the preacher preach God's word and sing "Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound." And there's some changes made when you get born again. Now let me tell you, you can say, "Preacher, are you born again?" Yes, I'm glad I can confess that I got born again saved when I was 13. I've heard it and told you many times. I'm going to tell you again this morning. As a 13-year-old boy, I'm going to make it a hurry. I was sitting over on that side in a revival meeting. And I was with a Boy Scout troop. And my mother sitting over here, the preacher preached. And I'm glad the Holy Spirit was there that night. And he said, "If you've been praying for somebody, go stand by them." And I don't remember, 4, 5, 6, 8 people come over and stood by me, and they're weeping. And I sat there. I wanted a trap door to open up and take me down in the basement. And my mama sitting over there, I thought, well, long as she sits over there, I'm okay. But my mama got up. And she didn't have to say a word. I got up, came down, and nailed to the mourner's bench. I knelt there at that mourner's bench. And old Deacon Groomer Jett put his arm around me, and he said, you know what he said? Gene, will you trust Christ? And folks, I said yes to Christ that night. I went in that church in spiritual darkness. I never did go in down deep into sin. I was a sinner, but I had never committed adultery. I'd never got drunk, never robbed a bank or any of that, but I was lost. And on the other side of the mourner's bench, the town drunk got saved. He shouted all over the church, scared me to death. I went to church where you could cough once, but you couldn't cough twice. And we both had to give a testimony that night. He got up and rejoiced and shouted and said the Lord saved him. And I just barely got up and said, I didn't know what to say. I was scared to death. I said, the Lord saved me. Now, or something like that. But we both became Baptist preachers. I went home, and Mama woke Daddy up and told him that Gene got saved tonight, and Mom and Dad rejoiced. And I went and laid down on the bed, looked out this in the summer. Well, I looked out the window, and it was the moon was seemed like covered the whole sky, and I thought the whole world was beautiful. And I thought, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if the Lord had come back tonight? And so that's how the Lord saved me. And he's been good to me down through the years. I haven't always done right. You haven't either, by the way. Don't look at me that way. But listen, when I do wrong, I can't get by with it. My wife and the Holy Spirit won't let me. But listen, every time that I do wrong, I'm glad the sweet Holy Spirit checks me. And I've gone down, thought I was going over to the other side a couple of times. And you know what? I wasn't afraid to die. Not because I'm so strong or anything like that, but when I prayed and really put it before the Lord gave me peace to face it. And if you're born again, I've got news for you. The Lord will help you. If you're born again, you don't have to fear death. You don't have to fear tomorrow if you're born again. The Lord will be there with you to help you over to the other side. Hallelujah. Now let me wind this thing up. I went over 2 minutes. Don't tell Brother Jody. But he goes over too though. So, but anyway, let me ask a simple question. And I wanted you to answer it, folks. Answer it from the depths of your being this morning. Be honest with yourself. Have you ever sincerely believed on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart? Knew you were a sinner, believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and have you been born again? Have you been born again? Is your name written down in heaven? Has there been a change? Now, I didn't have go in a deep sense, so there wasn't a big change. The biggest change for me, I realized I came out of spiritual darkness into the light. That's what I realized that happened to me. And can you say with the Apostle Paul, I know in whom I believed? Now, folks, let me leave you with this. Don't miss the new birth. You'll miss everything if you miss the new birth. You know, first of all, if you've missed the new birth, you've missed Jesus. Jesus is not in your heart and life. If you've missed the church membership, Jesus won't be real in your heart and life if you just get church membership or get wet in the baptistry or make a little profession, signs some preachers, come shake some preacher's damp hand and shake it. And listen, write, sign a card. That won't give you the assurance that'll take you over to the other side. If you miss the new birth, you've missed Jesus. And if you miss the new birth, you'll miss heaven. Jesus said, now the preacher last year didn't say it. I'm preaching what the Bible says. Jesus said, you absolutely must be born again. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Now, we who are born again, it doesn't make us proud. I'm just grateful. And a genuine born again person is just grateful and praise the Lord, because you couldn't save yourself. The Lord did it. I rejoice not in Gene Lashley, but in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a wonderful Savior. How many with heads bowed and eyes closed, no one looking around, could say, Preacher Lashley, I'm glad I can say that I realized as a sinner, and I realized I was lost. I trusted Christ as my Savior, received Him as my Savior, and I'm glad I'm saved today, I'm saved and born again. with no one looking at it. Just slip your hand up as a testimony. Just slip your hand up. Okay, put your hands back down. Now, some of you couldn't say that. And my friend, the Lord loves you. He died on that cruel cross. Hung there and bled and died for your sins. All you have to do is accept him into your heart. For repent of your sins, accept him. And he'll do a work in your heart before you leave here today. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if somebody come out of darkness into light. Leave here a born-again child of God. On the way. If you'll come to Jesus, you say, preacher, I don't want to do it in front of this crowd. Listen, don't worry about this crowd. Don't worry about what people think. You come and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can leave here a born-again child of God on your way to heaven this morning. How many of you say, preacher, I'm not sure I'm born again, or I know I'm not born again, but I don't want to miss heaven. I want to know Jesus, and I want to know what salvation is, and I want to get born again like Jesus said, I must be born again. Pray for me all over the house right now. Just slip your hand up, and I'll remember you. All over the hand. Just slip your hand right up, and I'll remember you in a word of prayer. Preacher, I don't know that I know that I know that I'm saved this morning. Let me pray for you. I'm not going to come to you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'd like to pray for you right now. Would you slip your hand up? I don't know for sure, preacher. Just slip that hand up and I'll pray for you. Right quick, I'm fixing to pray. Anyone born will be included in this prayer. Just slip your hand right up. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this privilege of coming back to this pulpit one more time. And Lord, I've tried to be faithful to the Word of God on this matter of the new birth. It's so essential. And Lord, I pray that if somebody here is not sure of the new birth this morning, not sure, Lord, help them to forget their pride and come and just take Jesus as their Savior today before they leave. And they come down this aisle right now when the invitation's given. Holy Spirit, you draw them. I can't say them. You draw them. Lord, you save them if they come down this aisle to this altar. And we'll thank you. In Jesus' sweet name we pray. Amen. Amen.
277, only
trust him. Let's stand and sing a verse or two. Only trust him. You come, if you say, preacher, I'm tired of not knowing where I'm saved and born again or not. Just slip out, come down this aisle, and we'll pray with you and point you to Jesus. You can be saved and walk out these doors a born-again child of God on your way to heaven. Come right now. Don't put it off any longer. Only trust him. Come on, as we sing.
Come every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord, and he will surely give you rest by trusting in his word. Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you now.
Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Just play through softly again, please. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Maybe you've been saved recently and you need to come and make it public. You ought to slip out and come on right now. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. Come on. If you're not born again, I wouldn't let this service close. If you're not born again, that'd get coming down this aisle, taking care of this. Brother Gary, could you sing that second verse? If no one comes, we'll be through.
For Jesus shed his precious blood, rich blessings to bestow. Plunge now into the crimson flood that washes white as snow. Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you now.
Brother Gary, you want to come close?
Well, aren't you glad for the gospel? If you're a believer, your heart ought to be rejoicing in the wonders of the gospel. If you're not a believer, today is the day of salvation. We'll be standing around you. Come and see us. So good to have you all with us. Hope you come back tonight. with us again. Be praying for our team as they're away from us. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for the wonderful gospel. We thank you that it's not dependent upon our works, upon our efforts, but it's totally dependent upon what you did on the cross. And Lord, we rejoice in it today. May those that are believers today rejoice in our wonderful salvation. If there's one who's lost, help them today to bow the knee and trust Christ, become a child of God. Pray for our teens and team as they're away from us. Continue to bless them. Help them as they knock on doors and have this VBS this week. May you build their lives. May they grow through this experience. May souls be saved. May the church be built. Bless us as we return to study your word again tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.